You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Amazon, a company that certainly needs no introduction, officially launched today in South Africa. They went live with amazon.co.za, and I'm joined on the line by the company's managing director for Sub-Saharan Africa, Robert Kuhn, to unpack this and understand what it means for South Africa. This is a monumentous occasion and quite a significant moment in the consumer life of South Africans. Good evening, Robert. Thanks so much for taking the time. Seems like somewhat of a soft launch considering the $2 trillion giant that Amazon is. Is this the official launch of the company in South Africa?
Jimmy, look, we are super excited for customers in South Africa. You know, today we launched with, 20 different categories. We do have a lot of depth in each of those categories. You know, lots of selection, international brands, local brands. And, I think part of the offering is also we've got 3,000 pickup points around the country. Same day, next day delivery in the major centers. And, I was actually just across in our customer call center, and, feedback so far has been overwhelmingly positive and just great to, again, I'm very, very excited for our South African customers.
So, Robert, what can we now expect from Amazon, given that you know what you're up against within the Takealot market? You kind of have an idea of what you're competing against. What does Amazon now bring to the table, and what can consumers expect?
I think what you can expect is us to be very, very focused on our customer. You know, Amazon is known for its customer obsession, listening very carefully to our customers. And what we do know from other countries is there are three key things that our customers look for. The first is great product selection, and that we have, with these 20 categories and these international brands like Apple, Samsung, Lego, and then also, a number of local brands as well. The second thing that we really know South Africans want is great value, just great prices across all of the products and not having to go and compare. Just knowing that at all times, Amazon is offering a great deal, on the products that are there. And then the third one is just the experience, customer experience. And, I think if you look at the pickup points, the 3,000 pickup points, the rapid delivery, we're also offering 24/7 live customer support. So, between the hours of 6 in the morning and midnight, you'll be able to phone in and speak to a real live person. And as I mentioned, that same that center is actually based in South Africa. So you'll be speaking to South Africans who'll be providing that support. And then also just easy returns, being able to, if you're not happy with something, being able to return it in a very easy way. And I think by just focusing on those three things, we know that, that's what customers want, and we know we can delight our customers with that.
Robert, I hear you teasing a lot about international products and product diversity. Are we looking at, or can consumers expect, international products through Amazon's distribution network? You've got an international and a global network. Does that mean we're going to be able to see more international products come into South Africa?
Firstly, I would 20 categories is not a few categories. There's a lot of product there. There's a lot of selection there. And, I think once you start browsing through the store, and there's a lot still to be discovered, and I'm excited for customers to see some of those products. We are absolutely adding new products every day. So the team's hard at work securing new products. But I'd say the other piece that I'd love to highlight to you is that we've had a fantastic response from sellers, South African small businesses wanting to sell in the online stores. So thousands of them have actually completed registrations, although many of them have actually been waiting for us to launch before they list their products. And so you'll also see a lot of those small businesses with their products going live, in the coming days, in the coming weeks. But, I think really the message is it's early days. We've only been open not even a day yet, and we will be adding products all the time.
Robert, you touched on the job creation and having smaller businesses as part of the Amazon community. What other opportunities are we expecting to see from the introduction of Amazon into the market? Are we looking at delivery partners? You touched on pickup points earlier as well. Are we going to see an expansion of those and an increase of those across the South African region?
Yeah, I think the one that Jimmy that I'm the most excited about is, you know, as a very proud South African and a South African who is very keen to see the development of our country, small business is just so critical to our growth and so important for, you know, so many communities, these small businesses. And, you know, we're excited to be able to, we provide a number of tools, you know, selling tools, lots of information and guidance within the tools on Seller Central, that where businesses can come in, learn about how to list their products, get onto the store. And, you know, we're excited to see the growth and the development of many of those businesses. And we've actually got some great examples of, you know, small businesses that are really new, but very South African, and, you know, just getting access to a lot of those tools and a lot of that capability within the Amazon store.
Robert, what would the message be to South African consumers at this stage, those that are out there wanting to know more about the product, or even to the competitors? Are you sending a message to the competitors, or is it ignore Amazon at your own peril and we're going to focus on what we're focusing on?
So our focus is very much on South Africa. This is, again, it's only day one of our launch, and really important. We have set ourselves a task to be the most loved and trusted store in South Africa. And, you know, we'll be earning trust of our customers every day and every touch point and everything we do. But I think going back to the sellers, there's also a unique opportunity for them. We do have sellers in South Africa who are selling in stores outside of South Africa, you know, so the US, in some of the European countries. And so, you know, we do recommend that they learn in South Africa, you know, become successful here first. And then, you know, it makes it a little bit easier to then go and list those products internationally, whether it's the US, UK, Germany, or any of the others. I think our message is pretty simple, and it's a message to our customers. We would love you to just come and try the store. We do offer a free delivery for your first order. So come and try it out, you know, come and browse the selection, and we value your feedback. So we'll be monitoring and taking your feedback and looking at that very, very carefully. But again, we're very focused on our customers, not our competitors. So that will be our focus.
Well, there you have it, folks. Amazon has officially launched in South Africa. This is the first step of many for the business in the country. They plan to be here for quite some time. They plan to do exceptionally well. And we wish them all of the best. Thank you so much, Robert. That's Robert Kuhn, Managing Director of Sub-Saharan Africa at Amazon, joining me today to officially announce that launch of Amazon.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.